The name of my story this morning is A Reminder. In today's Bible lesson, Jesus said we should feed the hungry, we should welcome the stranger, and we should visit the sick. In fact, the Bible has a lot of places where Jesus tells us over and over to love our neighbor. It is a good thing that we are reminded because we are a forgetful people. The other day, Uncle Floyd was on the phone, and he was saying, I reckon I'll be in touch and have it all arranged by Christmas Eve, if that still works for you. And Gator walked into the room, and Uncle Floyd suddenly became secretive about who he was talking to and what he was saying. And he mumbled some things, and he said, okay, all right, I'll be in touch. And he closed his phone. Gator sort of noticed that Uncle Floyd was being secretive, but not really. I wonder what that call was about. I think it may have had something to do with welcoming a stranger. Well, thank you, Uncle Floyd. Now, the other day, it was on last Sunday. Polly and Hammond were here to help with the thanks and giving. When they served all, they packed up all the food, the Thanksgiving dinners, and Polly and Hammond did some cards. Did any of you make cards that day? And they went with the meals out to, like, I forget how many people, 175, I think, meals were served all over the whole community here. And it was a really good way for people who are lonely and maybe somewhat hungry to have someone come visit them. And Polly and Hammond were part of that by making these nice little cards that went with the meals. Thank you, Polly and Hammond. And Elizabeth's family had a big Thanksgiving dinner last Thursday. And Mr. Mwaka Sunga decided to invite a family that not too many people think about. He invited Mr. P and his two little girls, Takoya and Letitia. And he also invited Mrs. Rutabaker, who's the old woman who lives upstairs in the third floor apartment. And Mrs. Rutabaker babysits Letitia and Takoya. And you may realize that she's not a Rutabaker. She's a carrot, yes. But she married Mr. Rutabaker, and so that's why her name is Rutabaker, yes. They had a wonderful dinner today. And it was so good for the Mwaka Sungas to invite this family because they live in a home that doesn't have very much in it. And it was a way of sharing all the gifts that the Mwaka Sungas have. Thank you, Mr. Mwaka Sunga. Maybe your family could find a way to feed the hungry or to visit the lonely or to make a curious phone call that's bound to bring some good news to someone. Today's lesson from the book of Matthew is our reminder to be people of God. The end.